Now, always a pleasure to welcome back a couple of things. Welcome back Steve Berman, of course, but welcome back Amici's to our show. Amici's and I have worked together for years, and they're now back, and they're going to bring us a segment every weekend, and Steve is part of it, and we'll do other things with other people, but Amici's brings us this segment. It's brought to you by Amici's East Coast Pizzeria. When you're looking for the best pizza in town, Amici's delivers. We love it. We're going to order it today. Trust me, Raph, we're back. You know, King Street, get ready. It's a lot of fun. The menu options are terrific. There's something for everybody. Pizzas include the classic East Coast. I'm getting hungry already. Combinations like clams, bacon, and garlic, and some more contemporary choices like the spicy pepper chicken. Amici's delivers. All right, Steve Berman, how are you today, Bay Area sports guy?
I'm doing great. I'm staying dry.
Yeah, really? So you're not even thinking about going to the Coliseum today?
No, apparently everyone's walking around in raw sewage, so I think I'll stay in San Francisco.
Isn't that fun? You know, you're right, and I didn't mention that, but there's a lot of tweeting from Susan Slusser and people like that. The problems of the Coliseum continue. A lot of rain, the toilets are overflowing and all that, so it's just a matter of time, I would say, until they, no, I don't want to say they'll tear it down, but until they call the game.
Yeah, I would think so. It's, you know, the weather doesn't seem like it's going to let up anytime soon, and I guess Susan Slusser said that at least this time it's clear liquid, but still, I mean, it's spring training. How many obstacles do you really want to climb just to play one last spring training game?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Steve Berman, the Bay Area sports guy, is with us. Steve, we saw you down in Arizona. You got a good look at the Giants, and you wrote about it this week. What do you think of the ball club? And I know you wrote something of the 10 things you're going to take away from spring training. Give us a little insight into some of your thoughts about what you saw down there.
I think I'll start with the last one first because it's kind of the main overall point. Was there was definitely a lot more energy that I noticed this spring compared to last spring. And I don't really blame the team last spring for kind of being, I don't know if it was tired or the World Series hangover, but there was guys in the WBC and there was players that were, you know, there, young players that really had no chance of making the roster, getting most of the at-bats last spring. This spring, the whole team was together, not to bring up the, you know, the marketing slogan, but it was more of a normal spring, and I think there was more of a sense of purpose you could notice.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I felt that in the beginning. I kind of felt by the end of it, they wanted to get out of there. I said, this is enough. But yeah, no, I agree. I felt they were challenged early on, and then I think that just the boredom of spring training wore it down after a while.
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty normal for every spring, but it might not be correct, but I think it was a little bit longer last year with the WBC, and it really dragged last year. And I think with such a short offseason, I think the Giants are ready for spring training to be over when it started last year. And this year, yeah, I think you're right. They were challenged. I think the pitching staff in particular was a bit embarrassed, and Buster Posey is definitely on a mission after tailing off at the end of last year. So I think there's a lot of guys out there on that team that have something to prove. Pablo Sandoval, of course, for free agency reasons. And I think you put all that together, and who knows what that means for the season, but at least the energy level is higher, and the baseball seemed crisper, especially on the defensive end.
What do you worry about with the Giants? I love these. You know, people do this all the time, and they write all this. I haven't seen the Sports Illustrated magazine. I love to get it each year. But, you know, they say, what could go right? What could go wrong? You know, that kind of stuff. What do you worry about with the Giants going wrong?
I think the depth is obvious, but I think the rotation is the major concern because you only go as far in the NL West as your pitching takes you. I think they have tons of bullpen arms. They got young bullpen arms for days, guys that they sent down that would probably make a lot of major league rosters. But starters, they're pretty thin. I don't think Escobar was quite as impressive as they maybe hoped. I think that they have high hopes for him in the future, but I don't think they think he's ready now. Vogelsong had one or two decent outings, but other than that, he was pretty much shelled, and he seemed very confident after he was beaten. He would say, oh, I threw really well this time. I'm not worried about the results. I think the ball really came out really well. But still, I mean, when you're giving up 7-9 runs, that's kind of worrisome. And then Lincecum, too. I mean, I think Lincecum is something that's going to look fabulous, and I think, you know, to use one of your words, and
take a drink. Actually, we'll do Amici's. Have a slice of Amici's pizza. You know that.
Exactly. But I think sometimes he's going to get rocked. I mean, he has a lot of loud contact. He, you know, avoided the walks that have plagued him for the last couple of years. But, you know, I mean, you saw it last night. He took a shot off the leg, and I mean, he was giving up a lot of hard line drive contact in spring. So I think the rotation's what I'm worried about probably the most.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. Give me a prediction, if you would. And, you know, we're doing this morning of how you see the National League playing out.
Well, I think the Nationals are probably the team, to me, especially with the Braves having their pitching injuries, I think they're the team that's going to be probably the prohibitive favorite in the NL East and maybe the whole league. The Cardinals, I don't really see any reason to knock them down. The Giants, I think, will be improved this year, but it's tough to, with the Dodgers' talent level and what they did at the end of last year, to say that they're not going to be the favorites to win the West. I think the Dodgers will win the West. And my wild card teams, I think the Giants and the Reds.
Okay. Well, I'll give you mine since we're kind of working on this. I've been teasing it a little bit. I've got Washington winning the East. Mm-hmm. I've got St. Louis winning the Central. And I've got the Dodgers winning the West. And I've got the Giants and Pittsburgh as the two wild card teams. And I've got Bumgarner going against Garrett Cole in the play-in game. And that, to me, is going to be one heck of a game.
That would be outstanding. What about the only thing we had different was Reds and Pirates. So, you know, what about Bumgarner, Latos? Cole is obviously a fun young pitcher to watch, but no one is hated more by Giants fans outside the Dodgers than Latos.
Yeah, I'd love to see it. First, Latos coming back from a lot of injuries, but you're right.
Yeah.
But it would be probably Johnny Cueto, and who the Giants didn't see, you know, in the playoffs, and he got hurt that first game in 2012. But yeah, Cueto, Latos, it depends who's healthy and who's having the better year. But for me, I see the play-in games as just outstanding. I have Boston and Detroit and the Giants in Pittsburgh as the play-in games, and those are fights. Those are fights.
I have the Tigers and the Red Sox as well.
All right. Very good.
Great minds on this one. I pretty much have the same predictions as you almost. Didn't you say that you predicted the Rays and the Royals to make it through?
Yeah, Rays, Royals, and Angels. Yeah, Rays, Royals.
Yeah, the only one I had different there was I had the A's instead of the Angels. Even with the A's pitching injuries, I still think that Bob Melvin has been playing really good baseball, and they'll just figure out a way to surpass the Angels and the Rangers once again.
Yeah, and you know the best thing of doing this, and I think we're going to have some time this afternoon to do it, it's not going to come true. Something's going to happen.
You know? Oh, for sure.
And what I'll do this afternoon, maybe give the prediction, say, who's the most vulnerable? I'll ask you that. Of your predictions, who's the most vulnerable you think that may not make it?
The most vulnerable, I would probably actually have to say the Dodgers. The A's maybe because of those injuries, but the Dodgers, there's a lot of weirdness going on there. They started 2-0, but you know they're already worried about what Puig's doing, and Don Mattingly is already one of the shakier managers for all of these division winners I have here. And so I kind of wonder if there's a chance that the Dodgers could implode. I mean, there's a lot of talent there, but if it goes bad, it could go bad in a hurry.
Yeah, mine is probably Kansas City. I went out on the limb for them. I thought they closed really well. They've got a great bullpen. They've got a lot of good young hitting. Starting pitching is not the greatest, but that to me, they would be my most vulnerable, that Detroit or Cleveland could even knock them off. So that's the one I'm trying to say. All right, watch Kansas City, but that's the one I said. People are going to laugh at that one.
I like Kansas City. No, I'm not laughing at you.
Now, very good. See, I like having you on. You're not laughing at me. This is very good. Hey, it's a pleasure to have you on, Steve. We'll do this more. And, of course, you love Amici's, the pizzas. What do you like best about Amici's when you go over there?
Oh, gosh, probably I get the combo, the Amici's combo. It's just, I don't know, it's always got the right ingredients, and, you know, you can't really say no to bacon on pizza.
No, you know, I love the ovens. You know, the cook is over 700 degrees Fahrenheit. You can watch it when you're over there. I like that. I'm getting hungry just talking about it. And of course, the garlic bread is great. And they're all over the Bay Area, 12 locations here in the Bay Area. So, hey, I'm glad to do this. I'm glad we could talk about Amici's a little bit. And we will do this again.
Oh, and Marty, did you want to hear my crazy prediction?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Absolutely.
My prediction, see how crazy you think this is Hunter Pence is going to lead the National League in home runs.
Wow. I like that. See, that's a good crazy prediction because that can happen.
He was fourth last year. And he seemed like he wanted to be lighter last year, but I don't know what you thought, but he seemed pretty big in Arizona this March. And he had 5 home runs, 2 in 1 game. And I don't know, I just, if you're looking for a crazy prediction, I think you probably could do a little crazier than that one.
Yeah, I like it. No, I like that. And I said to him the other day, I think he's playing the best ball of his life. And it's only getting better. All right, I like that. We'll write that down. Steve, thanks so much. Bay Area sports guy.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, that segment brought to you by Amici's East Coast Pizzeria. When you're looking for the best pizza in town, Amici delivers. And we're going to find that out this afternoon. More coming up on the Sports Leader.